that place LZ Uplift Vietnam, the being interviewed would be Captain Charles Carden, who was the deputy senior advisor to the 47th Arvin Regiment at Doc Tho during the period of 12 through 24 April. Sir, I'd like to, when were you assigned to the 47th Regiment, and what was your impression of how much of a fighting unit did they look like to you at that time?
Well, it was I was assigned, I got in country on 1 April, I guess, and I was assigned on the 8th. I went to Doc Tho 2 on the 8th. I met the then senior advisor, Colonel Brownlee. This has been my first experience with an Arvin unit. My impression was that they were well equipped. They responded to orders fairly well. Not like an American unit, but they seem to have all the fundamentals down as far as basic tactics, the attack, defense, and so forth. I was more impressed this time than I was the first time I was here. Of course, the first time I was with an American unit. I really didn't see that much of the Arvin forces, but what I did see, they seemed to be pretty much disorganized and very well equipped. This time, they've got everything. They've got the best weapons, a lot of support, good support. So my initial impressions were that they were a pretty good unit. The situation when I arrived at Doc Tho 2 hadn't gotten to be too serious. We were receiving incoming 82-millimeter mortar rounds. We were receiving 75 recoilless rounds from the hillside surrounding the area. We were able to run operations. We had two battalions in the field, one battalion securing the fire base. We had a battalion of artillery at the time in the fire base. We were meeting resistance just about every day, but we were able to move in and out of the area without too much difficulty. The thing really got hot on the morning of the 23rd, which was a Sunday morning. We monitored the radio. 22nd Division had a report from a Spectre aircraft in the air that they had spotted a total of 21 tanks moving out of the jungle onto the road, heading in the general direction of the 22nd Division base camp at Tan Can. So as we monitored the radio, we heard that the tanks had an assault on the 42nd Regiment, and that they were in fact without communications. We couldn't talk to them. We couldn't hear them. They couldn't talk to Corps. It was sort of a blank there from maybe 2 o'clock in the morning till maybe 4:30 or so. And then we could hear the U.S. people back up on the radio. And they were, in fact, within the camp. The senior advisor, Colonel Kaplan, the deputy senior advisor, Colonel McLean, and I guess six other U.S. personnel were trying to get out of the compound. They were within the strands of wire. At that time, Mr. Van came on the air. He had a CNC ship. He, in fact, went in and evacuated all those people. I think a total of 7 or 8 people that he evacuated. The first load, he evacuated down to Doc Tho 2, which was my location. I was there and Colonel Brownlee. This was about, 6 o'clock or so. And there were 6 people in that lift. He brought them down to our place. They stayed there for about an hour. And they sent a CNC ship in from Pleiku to pick them up. He came in, picked up the ground fire coming in quite a lot. I told him to come in from a southwesterly direction, and he landed, no problem. Got the people on board and took off. He wasn't able to go out the same way he came in due to the load he had, evidently, so he went out sort of northwest. He picked up heavy ground fire, what we think may have been a surface-to-air guided missile, evidently hit the chopper. It immediately crashed with everybody on board, some 10 people. So at that time, we were aware of the fact that we were in imminent danger of a ground attack, and the mortar fire and indirect fire from all kinds of weapons got heavier. And so we had an airborne battalion with us, I guess about 11 o'clock. I never got the real straight poop, but anyway, they were either given the order to move from Saigon, which is their control headquarters, or they just decided to move on their own because of the situation. They moved out of the fire base, and at this time we were getting some small arms incoming fire. When they moved out of the fire base, the 47th, for some reason, decided to go too. I don't know where they thought it was the plan to move out or what, but initially I don't think it was really a panic thing, but everybody started to move out of the fire base there. So myself and Colonel Burnley came out and looked around, and there was just nobody left around. The command group, regimental commander and three, and all the people that were in the command group, they weren't there. We couldn't find them. So we figured the thing for us to do was to try to get out too, since evidently there was going to be no fight there, not that day anyway. So we picked up our radios and whatever else we could carry, tried to burn some documents. Well, we did burn some documents. We moved out of the base camp heading generally, southeasterly direction. And we tried to cross the footbridge. We were getting so much fire there, the airborne people had gotten pinned down. A lot of our people were laying in the river dead. So we figured we couldn't go that way. So we had to cross the river. So we crossed the river there at right behind the fire base, some 200 meters. And just before we crossed the river, we started getting almost direct fire from evidently a 75 Corliss rifle set up on a little knoll 200-300 meters away. We jumped in the water, crossed the river, and we got to the other side. And Colonel Brownlee was off to my right a little ways. And I started up the bank. I got about halfway up, and I looked back at him, and he was trying to catch his breath at the bottom of the bank. And I motioned for him to come on and move to the left and come up the same way I came. He looked up, said he was coming, and motioned for me to go on. So I climbed up to the top, and by this time we were getting incoming rounds on that side of the river. And I couldn't really stay there any longer, so I ran into the bushes about 100 meters. Okay, so I came back to the river, and I couldn't find Colonel Brownlee. I ran up and down the stream as far as I could, and I couldn't find him anywhere. So that's the last time I saw him, and that's the last time he's been seen, as a matter of fact. He's still listed as missing. I found my driver and my interpreter on the other side. They were with Colonel Brownlee when he was at the bottom of the embankment. So we started to walk towards Khartoum. We walked for 2 days and one night. We were finally extracted at a fire base called Vita, and we flew into Khartoum. There I got together with the people from the 22nd Division. We policed up the 47th. What was left, I think they lost something like 250 men killed or missing in action. After this, we regrouped the regiment, moved into Pleiku as part of their defense. And then we moved into Ankh and secured the road for about a month. And then we moved to here to Uplift. And I think we're going to be involved in this campaign to push into Binh Dinh province.
Hey, do you know anything about a counterattack ordered by the 47th by General Twan or Mr. Van to counterattack the force at Tien
Tien? I don't know anything. I didn't hear it.
Is there anything else you can think of right now?
Not a thing.
Okay.